This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. How goes it? This is Gun Owners News Hour. Where we are now, we've been before. Except now the Democrats are much more far leftist. And now they're trying to foist extreme unconstitutional gun control that was actually drafted in the offices of gun-hating lobbyists. But rather than call out this legislative garbage for what it is, the Republicans have sometimes foolishly thought they could clean it up. And the result is always the same. Every tiny concession we get in exchange for a massive gun control victory becomes a new battlefield on the day that the gun control bill is signed into law. For example, on the original Brady Law, Republicans fought hard to prevent the FBI from blocking all gun transactions by simply refusing to give its approval to a Brady check. If the FBI refused to take any position on a gun purchase for 3 business days, the 1993 compromise provided the transfer could just go ahead. So how's this working out? Well, first of all, since it was born out of compromise, we could call this a bipartisan bill. This is now referred to as the Charleston loophole. And for the last 25 years, gun grabbers in the government have bludgeoned sellers to refuse to deliver a firearm after 3 days, even if they legally could. And now Congress will be forced soon to vote on a bill, H.R. 1446, that solidifies the compromise entirely and replaces it with language that allows the government to hold up your constitutional right to purchase a gun for weeks and weeks and weeks for no reason. And given Joe Biden's hatred of the Second Amendment, you can expect more and more long waits as the FBI issues more and more delays. And in the end, many law-abiding Americans will never get their guns. There are many caveats to what I'm telling you now. This is their vision. This is what they're trying to bring about. But I got to ask you a question. How many residents of riot-torn inner cities are huddling with their families as we speak because bureaucrats have used delay tactics to deny gun owners their rights for weeks and months and even years? And they've done so for no other reason than the bureaucrats hate guns and don't believe anyone should own them. Now, remember Carol Baum of New Jersey, who was forced to wait for weeks to purchase a handgun? On the day her strange boyfriend murdered her in 2015, she was still waiting for approval to purchase a handgun, which she needed to protect herself from the very man who killed her. Republicans got fooled in 1993 by all the compromises we were offered, and if we are fooled by the same trick again, we have only ourselves to blame. Also in 1993, gun grabbers tricked negotiators into okaying a massive gun control victory by agreeing to exempt non-dealer transactions from the Brady check. Gifts to relatives, hunting trips, shooting ranges, you know, that kind of thing. Now, this reasonable exception, which was a negotiated tactic, is, you know, we're facing this in Bill H.R. 8 out of the House, which would turn all of us into criminals by replacing all those reasonable exceptions with incomprehensible rules. Now, if you sell your gun to your son in exchange for yard work under H.R. 8, you are a criminal. So is your son. And if you transfer your gun to your son-in-law, you are a criminal. If you show your new gun to your neighbor in your own dining room and leave the room to go to the bathroom, you are a criminal. If you hear a bump in the middle of the night and you hand your gun to your son-in-law, the bump turns out to be your cat. Both you and your son-in-law are criminals. One of the fun things about this particular parts of this H.R. 8 is that this is completely unenforceable. Who's going to be there in the middle of the night when I hand my gun to my son-in-law? whom I don't even have one. And you got to ask the question, are the gun grabbers just idiots? Or are they trying to create traps for gun owners? Probably a little bit of both. But here's the thing. With all of these, with the dozens of comical errors and missteps, this is not something that we can clean up, even if we wanted to. And one more problem. If every gun transfer has a Brady check, every transfer will have a Form 4473. And we know ATF is photographing these in connection with his annual inspection in order to compile a de facto national gun registry. So, no, gun rights supporters are not going to negotiate over a national registry of gun owners. Nor should they. Nor should we. Rather, we're going to use Democrats' hatred of the Second Amendment to take control of the House. Now, here's where I'm not going to take you on this particular one. Taking control of the House is merely a stopgap. And it is not the end. It is not even the means to an end. If we take control of the House and we were to get control back of the Senate, this simply means that Biden's administration for the next 2 years, minimum, is going to be hobbled. It's already somewhat hobbled. What name one legislative victory he's had? He hasn't had any. The House is passing everything they can, and they know what's coming. They know what's coming. They've had so many fumbles here lately since they've been in charge. I mean, it makes the Republicans under Ryan look like a well-oiled legislative machine to me. I mean, they only had two things they had to do. They only promised two things they had to do. The $2,000 stimulus check. They promised everybody, the ones that actually did vote for Biden, they were voting for that. There is nothing, getting out there, and if we retake the House, and if we retake the Senate, and if we could get a veto-proof majority in those places, that's one thing. But I would want to keep my powder dry. I would want to put everything in check. I'd want to slow everything down. And then I would wait until I actually have a chance to win. So when, which I believe we're going to take control of the House in 2022. And even when that happens, though, I'm not, if they get out there and they start voting for program legislation, that time was in 2017. 2017, 2018, we had it all. We could have done something with it then. No, this will only be the beginning. This will be when we pick up the phones and we start calling these people we just installed into office and we simply say to them, you had better get ready for when you get the chance to do something good for the country. If you fail to do so, we will fire you. And if enough people did this, these guys would actually listen, because politicians, there's one thing that all politicians have in common, one common denominator. They really like being politicians. It's a great job. So while I'm all out there and I'm all for stopping some of these things, the other thing that the one thing that I mentioned or failed to mention is none of this stuff probably gets out of the Senate. So it will pass the House and it will die in the Senate, which happened all the time under Obama. Even when the Democrats control the Senate with a majority. So while I'm just looking at what they're doing, because this is tipping their hand. They let their masks slip. And we have got to get in our heads that the election and joining the NRA and Second Amendment Foundation and all these other places, that's just the beginning. That's a tool in the toolbox, but it is not the tool set. We have got to coalesce. We've got to put a wall of opposition up in the electorate. And we've got to make these politicians understand that they actually are supposed to run the country at the consent of the governed. Until we get that across to them, it's all wasted time and energy. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. There are a few places in the United States where I have never, ever, ever, ever had any compunction to go. Maybe it's because I've never lived under that kind of regime. Maybe. Massachusetts being one of them. Very historical place, you know. Boston, very historical place. But there's a saying that everything's illegal in Massachusetts. And there's good reason for it. So we get this editorial from columnist Scott Lehigh, the Boston Globe. as Massachusetts shows, strong gun safety laws work. Other states should follow suit. Evidently, they had two, quote, reports, unquote, from sources we're supposed to accept as unbiased. The Centers for Disease Control and Michael Bloomberg's focus group tested every town brand are being used to promulgate a correlation equals causation logical fallacy. They want you to believe that common sense gun safety laws deserve credit for Massachusetts having the least amount of gun violence per capita and the lowest in the nation per capita calls from gun violence. If it were true that access to guns is the key metric, the confiscation lobby wouldn't have to avoid the inconvenient truth that the 5 million or so NRA members, arguably the most heavily armed civilian population on the planet, are also the most peaceable, rivaling any gun-free society they'd care to name when it comes to gun violence. And were that not so, you can be sure that Mr. Lehigh would be trumpeting that as well. In addition to the two reports, we're given the views of two authorities. Both are veteran gun grabbers with long histories of hostility to the right of you to keep and bear arms. First up is Democrat Senator Ed Markey, the one-trick pony on this one. He hopes to make the Massachusetts approach to guns the model for other states. And he'll do that by relying on his time-proven tactic of swindling ignorant constituents out of their birthrights. Case in point, consider his pitch about legislation to crack down on children's access to military-style weapons in an effort to prevent accidental gun deaths that would ban people younger from 16 from having or firing a machine gun or assault weapon. Which, I didn't realize that was a problem. Now, I know that there has been an accidental death that way. Absolutely, I do. And at least one that I know of. And I don't remember the details, and I'm not going to quote them here. But how would you possibly enforce a ban on somebody younger than 16? Well, first of all, you having a machine gun is pretty much illegal anyway, unless you go through the NFA. Unless you were Justin Bieber, you couldn't have afforded it anyway at 16. Markey said in a statement, "The small hands of children and big power machine guns are a deadly combination. Assault weapons are weapons of war and should not be allowed in the hands of children." Well, you know, machine guns are not prevalent here in these United States. I mean, you can go to Machine Gun Vegas and shoot some, but I mean, they're very controlled. Apparently, Mr. Markey would rather see pitchfork murders. He also would ban children who have proven themselves quite capable of handling firearms from training and practicing safe shooting. And, of course, he happily exploits the one full auto incident of negligence to that mix, and then conflates, and then deliberately creates public confusion over the difference between a semi-automatic weapon and a machine gun, which is a stated propaganda goal of the Violence Policy Center. And recently, there was a motion on the House floor for people as young as 16 to start voting. So they're good enough to vote, but they're not good enough to fire a machine gun. Second authority is perennial private gun grabber and Boston mega developer John Rosenthal, co-founder of Stop Handgun Violence and a longtime force for strong gun laws, with the obligatory "I myself am a gun owner" insertion added for a calculated credentialing effect. What's left unsaid is he is also the man behind the curtain of the abortive AstroTurf American Hunters and Shooters Association, a deceptive collection of elites and FUDs along the lines of gun grabby gabbies, phony gun owners for safety, or even the more ludicrous sportsmen and sportswomen for Biden. Rosenthal, he says, take that all together and it shows that tough gun laws work, even while giving the lie to the gun lobby's claim that the real goal of gun safety advocates is banning the manufacturing, sale, or ownership of firearms. The Globe propagandist gushes on. The only firearms that can't be sold in Massachusetts that are valuable other places are, or available other places, are military-style assault weapons and so-called Saturday night specials. Now, I didn't even know the Saturday night special meme was still a thing. Saturday Night Special referred to a bunch of cheaper guns, less expensive guns, than other people could afford. You know, the thing about business is not everybody can afford a Bentley. So they make, you know, the Nissan Versa. So you can have a car if you are at that level. Or there's used cars available. There's ways to get goods that maybe not be the best, but there's choices. And we're bringing that out. And, you know, the real goal, and it's been stated time and time again over decades, along with the outlined strategy of pushing the infringements through in increments until they get a total ban. The problem becomes, unless you frequent niche sites for gun owner rights advocacy, you'll never be informed of this by the Durante Striker media. And you'll notice that the citizen disarmament zealots never commit to when their interminable infringements will ever be enough. And that's because ultimately, the useful idiots aside, and the real motivation has nothing to do with safety, and everything to do with the government securing a monopoly of violence for themselves. They understand the utility of guns. They get it. They understand it completely and wholly. So as the Saturday Night Specials, that only comes from somebody that's willfully ignorant, deliberately fraudulent, or both. The Second Amendment requires military-style weapons for ownership by citizens. As for banning inexpensive handguns, that denies the means of defense to the economically disadvantaged who live in the most violent, crime-ridden neighborhoods. And the Globe, that's actually a racist terminology for them to use. That since this came about, this whole Saturday night thing, this has all been in a move to disarm black America. So make what makes their state gun laws effective. Lehi continues, two elements are key. All gun sales, even those from private sellers, have the background check. And to purchase a gun, you have to go and ask the police for permission to do it. And even if you're law-abiding, you can still have denial without due process. Massachusetts has 3.4 gun deaths per 100,000. Worst ranking, Alaska has 24.4. That's not the same as total numbers, because in Alaska, you don't have very many people living in the entire state. So very few incidents can drive those numbers up. But hey, the United States of Massachusetts. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. After talks stalled out following an all-day and all-night session, Senate Democrats came to a compromise late Friday on the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called out Democrats for taking too long.
They were in a big hurry. We started voting on the First Amendment, as parliamentarian said, right after 11 a.m. Democratic leader held the vote open all day so they could try to figure out what was going on with their own legislation. that they want to pass on it with their votes.
After holding out, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said late Friday, "We have reached a compromise that enables the economy to rebound quickly while also protecting those receiving unemployment benefits from being hit with unexpected tax bill next year." Senator Manchin then voted with all 49 Republican senators early Saturday in support of Senator Rob Portman's proposal for $300 per week in additional federal unemployment benefits. This is USA Radio News. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law to give $2 billion to school districts that reopen classrooms by the end of the month. Many parents and teachers question whether it will work. Debates nationwide have pitted politicians against powerful teachers' unions. The positivity rate of COVID cases in California is the lowest in 4 months, but the exception is L.A., where cases are trending up. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti says this is no time to let down our guard.
Data projections show us that this period that we're in right now, March through May, is absolutely critical. If we stop wearing masks, if we ignore public health guidance, we could see a fourth wave in this country, and we know what each wave brings.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown also announced an executive order Friday to return students to classrooms in the coming weeks, saying she's confident it can be done safely. The U.S. Labor Department reported Friday that 379,000 jobs were added in February, much higher than many economists predicted. The unemployment rate ticked down 0.1% to 6.2%. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Mexican cartels such as CGNG or the Jalisco New Generation and Sinaloa cartels are arming themselves with military-grade weapons. We get this from Fox News 29 San Antonio. And the Mexican government is saying most of these destructive weapons, such as the AK-47 and the M-16, are coming from the United States. Well, hang on a minute, Fox News. Maybe if you do a little bit of a research, you'd figure a few things out. You and I cannot go to a gun shop and buy an M16. If they're getting M16s, they're getting them from the government. AK-47s, the only variants allowed here are semi-automatic. Nobody fields the AK-47. The AK-47 is a throwback. There are plenty of AK platforms out there today. There's plenty of people that actually build brand spanking new AK-47s. But as far as a weapon that is issued, nobody issues this in the world. Unless it's the United States trying to arm the Syrians back around the Benghazi time. The report continues, at least 2.5 million illegal firearms were smuggled into Mexico during the last 10 years, according to the new Mexican government study. So, in other words, the multiple rifle sale reporting requirement that the ATF imposed on the four border states of Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas did what we can expect with all other such common sense gun safety laws. Nothing. Now, it held up people that live in Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas from, you know, exercising their rights. But it didn't stop the smuggling. And to get out there and think that there's any law that's going to stop the smuggling, that means smuggling is merely moving things. It's just moving things to where it's undetected and it's probably illegal. So, you know, the Mexican cartels, they now have a wristband ID system for people trying to get across the border. And they scan you, and I mean, it's quite the enterprise they've got going on there. And they smuggle people, drugs, guns, Now, it's no surprise that ATF was calling for this multiple gun reporting thing. They were doing that for years. Back in 2008, ABC News got it straight from ATF Phoenix Field Division Special Agent in Charge, Bill Newell. Remember him? He was the guy who headed up the disastrously lethal gun walking plot known as Operation Fast and Furious. He's also the guy who started another chain reaction that led all the way up to Obama's White House, denying House oversight access to a witness, another in a series of stonewalling outrages that people have been talking about for years. David Kodrya followed this for years. It's also no surprise that ABC News parroted the Violence Policy Center deception to sow deliberate confusion in your mind between the semi-automatic and machine gun thing again. This is a common trope that they do. And Fox 29 did the same thing. Because they were out there implying that you and I can go out and straw purchase a select fire rifle. We should be able to go into a gun store and buy a select fire rifle. Not for straw purchase for ourselves, but, you know, you get what I'm saying. Now, if you want to find the sources for real military ordnance finding its way into the hands of the cartels, look no further than Mexico's southern border or from corrupt government officials taking advantage of the U.S. State Department authorized exports to the Mexican police and the military. There's more big lies that Fox 29 repeated. Oblivious to the realities, those who actually know what they're talking about figured out years ago, which is why I hate regular media nowadays. Regular media is so lazy. They get copy, and I mean, these guys are just readers. When you see that, and this is one of the reasons, well, that's not true. I'm about to be on TV. But one of the reasons that you see these people on TV news anchors is they just look good. They're very photogenic. Mexican government says 70% of crimes committed with guns in Mexico are linked to guns that came from the U.S., and of those, more than 40% came from Texas alone. Sanchez says the weapons that are crossing the border are extremely dangerous. He said, we've seen a dramatic increase of the types of firearms and the caliber of firearms today than we saw 10 years ago. For example, 10 years ago, you may see a revolver or a semi-automatic pistol, and now it's not uncommon at all to see an assault rifle. Assault rifle converted into an automatic assault rifle, grenades, grenade launchers, and these high-caliber type rifles. Let's take the second lie first. Operation Fast and Furious was more than a few handguns. Coming from the LA Times. Traffickers have escalated their arms race, acquiring military-grade weapons, including hand grenades, grenade launchers, armor-piercing munitions, anti-tank rockets with firepower far beyond the assault rifles and pistols that have dominated the arsenals. Most of these weapons are being smuggled from Central American countries or by sea, eluding U.S. and Mexican monitors, who are focused on the smuggling of semi-automatic and conventional weapons purchased from dealers on the U.S. border states of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. You and I can't go buy grenade launchers. We just can't. We can't even buy grenades. And let's talk about the other big lie, about the percentage du jour of the Mexican crime guns the grabbers would have us believe that comes from the U.S. gun shops, gun shows. Kathleen Kennedy Townsend and former Brady Center President Paul Helmke got on CNN back in 2009, wringing their hands, saying American gun sellers supply the cartels with 95 to 100% of their guns. It's estimated that at least 90% of the guns used by the Mexican drug trafficking organizations have come from the U.S. It's coming from the BBC. Huffington Post contributor and former Brady Center honcho Dennis Hennigan. Back in 2011, according to a new report, U.S. firearms trafficking to Mexico, about 80% or 60,000 firearms come from the United States. Then we get David Ogden, Deputy Attorney General, United States Department of Justice, before the United States Senate Committee hearing on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, entitled Southern Border Violence, Homeland Security Threats, Vulnerabilities, and Responsibilities. March 25th, 2009. He said, according to the ATF's Tracing Center, 90% of the firearms about which the ATF receives information are traceable to the United States. Now, let me say that again. According to the ATF's tracing center, 90% of the firearms about which ATF receives information are traceable to the United States. So, it's not all the guns recovered, just those submitted for tracing. See, there's just one problem with the 90% statistic, and it's a big one. It's a lie. It's not even close. Only 17% of guns found in Mexican crime scenes have been traced to the United States. And that's been out there for a decade. The Mexicans have a real, the Mexican cartel members, they really like 38 Super 1911s. Yeah, the American public is still being subjected to this disinformation by the media that is either incompetent, misleading, or both. So, do you ever get the feeling those who presume to instruct us don't even belong in the damn classroom when they're talking about things other than just repeating little talking points that they hear? And what you're getting from the media is journalistic malpractice. And we're going to go through this again. We're going to go through this again. Do you remember the old Yogi Berra quote? Yogi Berra was a Major League Baseball player, children, back in the day when the Yankees were just this force to be reckoned with. He once said, "It's deja vu all over again." Except when it happens this time, it's not going to be funny at all. See, I go where the data take me. And if the data were as the gun grabbers say, I might listen to it, except it's not. And then that makes me wonder why they got to lie about it. That's why this is where my shift comes. Where your shift comes, I suspect. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
One more time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. You see this, this is another thing about the media. You see this phrase, and I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been, my theme today is all of this false information you keep getting fed by the various sources and politicians and all these gun grabbers out there today. A phrase commonly found in news articles about self-defense with a firearm is that the gun was legally registered. This is a bizarre phrase because the requirement to register a gun is quite rare in the United States. In an article published on 21 February concerning an incident in Pennsylvania, we get, because if he was getting into my house, I probably would have done the same thing if I'd had a gun. Neighbor Robert Gonzalez said, I'm just going to do things a lot safer. Look out for myself. Make sure whoever comes, got to look at his face, see what's going on. You know, probably scope him. Police say the gun the woman used was legally registered. Well, you know, registration is illegal in Pennsylvania. So, I don't know. How would that work out? This is coming from 6111.4. Notwithstanding any section of this chapter, to the contrary, nothing in this chapter shall be construed to allow any government or law enforcement agency or any agent thereof to create, maintain, or operate any registry of firearm ownership within this Commonwealth. So, they've been seeking this for 90 years, this intense push for gun registration. Starting with the FDR administration, only 2 states require registration of all guns. Very rare. According to the strong proponent restrictions of gun ownership, the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, 2 states are California and Hawaii. 3 more states, Maryland, New Jersey, and Connecticut, besides Hawaii, California, Hawaii, and New York, require registration of very specific firearms, such as assault pistols, assault weapons, and 50 caliber rifles. There are 9 states which ban the registration of firearms: Arizona, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and South Dakota. Federal gun registration, except NFA items, is banned by federal statute. Other examples of the misuse of the phrase legally registered is easy to find. September 11th, 2020.
Two men were robbed at gunpoint in South St. Louis with their own gun. A driver stopped at a gas station at South Grand. It's Connecticut Street. A man approached the men in the car and tried to sell them drugs. When the people in the vehicle refused, the man returned and grabbed their legally registered gun from their car. He robbed them of some cash and took off with their gun. No one was injured. No registration of guns is required in Missouri. Pennsylvania again. May 2016. The legally registered gun was left in the school employee's car on the center's parking lot last Tuesday, May 3rd, officials said. Later the same day, the employee, whose name has not been released, arranged to have students work on the car as part of one of the school's training programs. At the end of the workday, at approximately 3 p.m., the employee reported to center officials that the gun was missing. In an article about an assassination attempt on George Zimmerman in 2015, the phrase was used. West said Zimmerman had a legally registered gun in his truck, but denied he brandished it. He said Apperson could not have seen the gun because Zimmerman has tinted windows. Zimmerman, who suffers scratches when the bullet pierced his windshield, is cooperating with investigators and credits God with saving his life. Florida is one of the states where it is illegal to register firearms. From the Florida statute, 2, A-list record or registry of legally owned firearms, or law-abiding firearm owners is not a law enforcement tool, and can become an instrument for profiling, harassing, or abusing law-abiding citizens based on their choice to own a gun. Back to Pennsylvania again. Why so much? Two males were walking on Mitchell Street and Monastery in Roxboro when a 39-year-old male came out of a home and began shooting at them with a rifle. One of the pedestrians pulled out his legally registered gun and returned fire at the suspect. The suspect then ran back inside the home and barricaded himself inside. So why is this term, legally registered, frequently and erroneously used in reporting about self-defense of firearms? Well, it appears to be an Orwellian reason. It is to transfer into your mind the policy desire of whoever's reporting it this way. Either consciously or unconsciously, the reporter has been indoctrinated to believe firearms may only be owned with the permission of the state. The permission is temporary and readily removed, and ownership of firearms is a suspicious activity that must be highly regulated. See, I put something out the other day about the 14 things people should know before they talk about guns, and most journalists don't listen to me. Now, in Orwell's novel, 1984, members of the party instinctively know what to say to promote ideas accepted by the party. Consider a similar phrase, seldom applied to crime victims, unless it's to push a particular objective. Consider unarmed victim. And consider the implications. If each time an unarmed person was victimized during an encounter with a criminal, reporters described the victim as unarmed. Such reporting, unlike the term legally registered, would be accurate. The implication would be, why was the victim unarmed? The implication would be the victim might have prevented the crime if they had been armed. George Orwell was really, really good at showing how language is used and weaponized by totalitarians. One of the primary defenses against such propaganda is to learn and use precise language, and the term legally registered is meant to indoctrinate the population into accepting the registration of firearms as ordinary, well-established, and desirable. So far, that hasn't worked out too good for these guys. One thing I want to mention before we run out of time, we're in the time right now where Mikhail Gorbachev turned 90 on March the 2nd. I was serving overseas when he took over the Soviet Union. We thought, I was there from 84 to 87, and, you know, we thought World War III was just about any old minute. But one thing about this, the reason I'm pointing this out is because when he started, you know, perestroika, when he started normalizing relations with the world, when the Soviet Union began to fall apart, well, there was one thing that happened, and I keep hearing, you know, how we're going to be have this happen and that happen. They decided that the Eastern European countries were going to have to solve their own problems. And most tried to hold on to power, and most ended up seeking other opportunities. Because people's natural instinct is to, you know, to be free. Except in Romania. In Romania, they tried to turn the military on their people. And you got to remember that these guys were only getting information in one direction. And I'm talking about the soldiers. They only knew one thing. But instinctively, human beings understand, I think, what is moral and what is not. Unfortunately, we don't have that going on here. But when the time came for the Romanian soldiers to turn their weapons on their people, they rebelled. And when they had the leader and his wife up against a wall in front of a firing squad, nobody gave the order to fire. The soldiers just took it upon themselves and dispatched some despots. We don't think about some of these things sometimes. But we should. Because they are truly, you know, something to consider. I know what's going on right now in the military. The military is about to be completely demoralized next month. They're going to be going after soldiers based on who they voted for. And I don't even know how they're going to pull that out of them. And they're going to do it in a day. And in the meantime, we're supposed to, our military is supposed to be training to kill the enemy. That's it. Nothing fancy. So, just a little thing just to remind you that it's never over till it's over, this idea that they could ever forcefully confiscate guns and take us down and kill all of us. That's folly. Not all the military would be for that. Not all of law enforcement would be for that. And in the end, we would win, because you can't fight a guerrilla war against guerrillas like we would be. It would be quite kinetic. Take a moment and relax, and then put your heads up. Be aware. Stay safe. Back next week. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.